Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries, and every day we do our devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series, and we're going to be doing today's devotional right now. And I'm going to read the devotional and then I'm going to teach about it, but this is one that we need to hear and understand. And the name of the devotional is called Parabolized, and I call it Being Alone. And we start off with a scripture verse, and the scripture verse we start off with today is Matthew 13 verses 10 to 11. It says, His disciples came and asked him, Why do you use parables when you talk to the people? He replied, You are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but others are not. And as we read that verse, we look at the devotional today and it says, And yet the church uses these parables, which were intended to keep foreigners away, as a basis for crafted lessons, which attempt to draw foreigners near. Yeshua used them to reveal deep mysteries of the kingdom, not as stories meant to simplify the gospel. Nevertheless, church leaders commonly refuse to explore these deep mysteries in lieu of seeker-friendly simplicity. Let's disagree with this approach for the moment and explore a mystery. Let's explore fear. Do you have fear? If you do, It is the fear of Yahweh's love. How so? Yahweh's love is its purest understanding, not the carnal replacement we commonly substitute for love. It's utter and complete fulfillment. That's how. If you are willing to see it with spiritual eyes, to mentally perceive mystery, your fear says this: I am afraid of not needing anybody or anything, and nobody or anything needing me. Yahweh has spoken. He has said His love will fill every desire of your soul. But when you have fear, you have rejected this message. The land makes you responsible to walk with this truth. I shall not want. As we see in Psalms 23:1, it says, Yahweh is my shepherd and I have all I need. And the responsibility frightens you. It has been embedded in you by the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, that His love will cast out all fear. 1 John 4:18 says, Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of Yahweh's punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced His perfect love. And this responsibility frightens you. It has been embedded in you by the Holy Spirit, that His love will cast out all fear, and that all fear is steeped in personal desire. This includes the desire to need and to be needed. Notice that it is a personal desire, not a spiritual desire. Spiritual desires are from Yahweh. There is only you. Psalms 16 verse 2 says, I said to Yahweh, You are my master. Every good thing I have comes from You. In the cry of those who have attained the mystery of the decree, I have been completed in love. Completed in love and completed in love. They need no more and need no others to need them. Are you afraid of Yahweh's love? Are you afraid of not needing anything but Yahweh and the prospect that this place you will have nothing, you will have everything you need pertaining to life and holiness? 2 Peter Chapter 1, verses 3 and 4 says, By His divine power, Yahweh has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all this by coming to know Him, the one who called us to Himself by means of His marvelous glory and excellence. And because of His glory and excellence, He has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share His divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Leave behind the parabolized life and receive this mystery. Let it have its perfect work in you. Step into your destiny. Walk in the wholeness of the love of Yahweh. And that's where we are today in the devotional. And as we read this devotional, I remind you of Romans 8:15 that says, "So you have not received the spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received Yahweh's spirit when he adopted you his own children. Now we call him Abba, Father." Abba, Father, we call him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must understand and get to a place where we don't have to feel needed, or where we have to need someone or something. When we have Yahweh, we have all we need. And this is a place many of us have trouble with. A place where we could be alone in our physical life, but be so fulfilled where we could be joyful. And it's something, one of the parables that he talks about in his scriptures. Romans 10 verse 18 says, "But I ask, have the people of Israel actually heard the message?" Yes, they have. The message has gone throughout all the earth and the words in all the world, but only few will hear. Only few will understand these parables. Only few. Psalm 73:25 says, "Whom have I in heaven but you? I desire you more than anything on earth." How many of you can actually hold to that and believe that? How many of you actually desire Yeshua more than anything on earth? If you do, you will be content by yourself. If you do, you would be more than content alone. You won't fear being alone. You won't fear not being needed. You won't fear not needing others. If you are content and desire Yahweh more than anything else, you'll have all you need in him. All you need in him. Everything else is extra. And that's what we have to understand. Everything we need is in Yeshua. Everything else is extra. Meaning if we don't have anything else, we should still be joyful and content. All my hope is in Yeshua. That's it. Everything. Anything else is just extra. 1 Peter 2:9 says, "But you are not like that, for you are chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, Yahweh's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of Yahweh, for he has called you out of the darkness into the wonderful light." And that's it. That's the real fear of man, to be alone, to be alone. But we're never alone when we have Yeshua. That's what we have to understand. That's the true freedom. Galatians 4 verses 5 and 6 says, "Yahweh sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law so we could adopt us as his very own children. And because we are his children, Yahweh has sent the spirit of his son in our hearts, prompting us to call out Abba, Father." That's the only thing we need when we feel alone, when it's dark, when things are going wrong. We don't need money. We don't need people. We need him. And he'll supply the extra. He'll supply the extra. We look at being alone or something like that as a bad thing, or society today puts it as a bad thing. And it's not necessarily a bad thing not to be alone, but all we need is him. When we can get to that point, then he'll give us the extras that we desire for our whatever reasons. But all our hope has to be in him. All our hope has to be in him. How many of you fully desire him? The Bible says in Genesis 2:18, "Then Yahweh said, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper who is just right for him." Ecclesiastes 4:9 said, "Two are better than one because they have a good return to their labor." We get this. We read this. We understand this. But we understand the parables of our wonderful creator. Everything else is extra. Yahweh is with us always, living inside us that believe in him. So we're never alone. We're one with him. John 14:16 says, "I will ask the Father and he will give you a helper to be with you forever." Do you hear that? I will ask the Father and he will give you a helper to be with you forever. And what do we think? Where's my wife? Where's my husband? Where's somebody else? You know who our true helper is? The Holy Spirit. The Radak Kodesh. That's it. Look at that verse again and think about that. I will ask my Father and he will give you a helper who will be with you forever. Forever. Even in marriage isn't forever. Till death do us part. Here in John 14:16, just think about that for the first time in your lives. Is that not meaning saying, man shall not be alone? And think, Yahweh's going to give me the Holy Spirit, who is a person within himself, and going to be with us forever. John 1:2 says, because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever. I never seen that before until this devotional this morning. Thinking about that. He will give us the helper, the Holy Spirit, because of the truth which lives in us. It will be with us forever. Hallelujah. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Yeshua, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Yeshua lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of Yahweh who loved me and gave himself to me. Gave himself to me. We're never truly alone. Yahweh's always with us. And on today's devotional, I give you Isaiah 41:10. It says, don't be afraid because I am with you. Don't be anxious because I am your God. I keep on strengthening you. I truly am helping you. I surely upholding you with my victorious right hand. I am telling you this right now. When you can be happy and content by yourself, you have a certain relationship with our wonderful Creator that so many people are missing. When you fear being alone, you don't understand. If you're with Him, you're not going to be alone. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, Yahweh is one with you, is going ahead of you. He will be with you. He won't abandon you or leave you, so don't be afraid or terrified. Exodus 33:14 says, my presence will go with you and give you rest. Matthew 28:20 says, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. And Psalms 27:10 says, though my father and mother forsake me, Yahweh will receive me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time we have to just repent and cry out to Yahweh and change our thinking about this situation. And as I said, it's fine if you're not alone. It's fine if you have people in your life all the time. That's nothing wrong with that. But the thing is, when no one's in your life, when you are alone, whether it's for a moment, for a week, or for your whole life, how much joy do you feel knowing that? I'm not alone. My Creator's with me. I can sing praises all day and be joyful because I'm not alone. I'm not alone. Everything else was extra. Everything else. And that includes your children, your spouse, your friends, your pets. I know people that worship their pets more than they do our Creator. Their pet dies and they're crushed. But they depart from our Creator and live in sin. They have no problem with that. Everything else is extra for a time. But Yahweh is forever. Let Yahweh give you that peace. Psalms 25:15-6 says, my eyes always turn to Yahweh. He rescues me from the traps of my enemies. Turn to me and have mercy. I am alone in deep distress. Psalms 34:17-18 says, the righteous cry out, and Yahweh hears and delivers them from all their troubles. Yahweh is near the brokenhearted, and he saves the crushed spirit. Psalms 10:17 says, you, Yahweh, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them and you listen to their cry. Psalms 54 says, behold, Yahweh is my helper. Yahweh is my sustainer of my soul. Philippians 4:7 says, Yahweh's peace, which grows far beyond anything we can imagine, will guard your hearts and minds in union with Messiah Yeshua. John 14:27 says, peace I leave you, peace I give to you. Do not give it to you as the world. Your heart must not be troubled or fearful. And Psalms 147:3-5 says, he is the healer of the brokenhearted. He is the one who bandages the wounds. He determines the number of stars. He gives each one a name. our wonderful Creator, is His power is great. There is no limit to His understanding. We need to be strong in Yahweh. There's nothing in this world, whether it be money, people, or anything, nothing in this world that could do those things for us like He can and He will and He wants to. But we can't fear the world. We have to trust Him and understand He's always with us. Be strong. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or tremble before them, because Yahweh your God will always be the one who keeps on walking with you. He won't leave you or abandon you. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? When the divorce rate of the world today is 50%, when children are leaving their house and never even talking to their parents, it says Yahweh won't leave you or abandon you. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, stay alert and stand firm in the faith. Show courage and be strong. Let people see how happy you are and content you are by yourself. And let them figure out why that you're never by yourself. 2 Corinthians 1:3 says, praise Yahweh, the Father of our Elohim, the Father of mercies and a God of all comfort. That's why they call it the Comforter. The Comforter. The Comforter. Whenever we call to Him, He is near. Deuteronomy 4:7. Whenever we call to Him, He is near. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And sometimes we have to depart from the world in this evil world. Sometimes we have to be apart and be by ourselves. Think about Noah. Noah, the only righteous man around. You think he was lonely hearing from Yahweh and building that ark? Nah, he was probably praising because, yeah, he knew Yahweh. Some people say, I feel so alone because nobody else is following, or I have no fellowship. Fellowship, you have fellowship. The Hadar Kodesh is inside you. Praise with Him. Praise with Him. What a beautiful joy that we have to just be us one-on-one with Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. He will never forget you. He will never forget you. He will never forget you. We don't need anything but Him. It's all we need. It's all we need. He doesn't need us, but we need Him. Do you grab that concept? Do you get that concept? He doesn't need us, but we need Him. Acts 17:24-27 says, Yahweh who made the world and everything in it is the Elohim of heaven and earth. He doesn't live in shrines made by human hands, and He isn't served by people as if He needed anything. He Himself gives everyone life, breath, and everything else. From one man, He made every nation of humanity to live in over all the earth, fixing the seasons of the year and the national boundaries within which they live, so that they might look for God, somehow reach for Him, and find Him, of course. He is never far away from any of us. Job 22:2 says, can a person do anything to help Yahweh? Can even a wise person be helpful to Him? John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branch. The one who abides in me will abide in him who produces much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. And John 15:16 says, you did not choose me, I chose you. I chose you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. We need Him, and we have Him, if we embrace Him and accept that. When you fear being alone, you're rejecting Yahweh. When you fear being alone in this world, you are rejecting Yahweh. When you embrace the fact that I would never alone if we have Him. John 14:8 says, Philip said to Him, Yahweh, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 124:7-8 says, we have escaped like a bird from a hunter's trap. The trap has been broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of Yahweh, the maker of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:19-20 says, and my Elohim will fully supply your every need according to the glorious riches in the Messiah Yeshua. Glory belongs to our Heavenly Father forever and ever. Hallelujah. Romans 8:32 says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for all of us. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Somebody say all things. Hallelujah. All things. Psalms 40 verse 17 says, as for me, since I am poor and needy, I let Yahweh keep me in his thoughts. You are my helper and my savior. Oh, my Elohim, I do not delay. Psalms 37, 4 says, delight thyself also in Yahweh, and he shall give the desires of the heart. And then we read Psalms 27, 5 that says, for he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me on up high on a rock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All my hope is in Yeshua. Yes. Yes, it's all about him. It's all about him. Colossians 1:17 says, everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything, and he holds all creation together. Yes. He's our only claim. Everything else is extra, I tell you. Everything else has to be extra in life. Everything. Everything. Everything has to be extra. It's all about Yeshua. It's all about Yeshua. But we need to understand these parables and let him remind us of this on a regular basis. That's what we look when we get into his word, which is the light. When we're feeling dark, we look at the light. When we're in the valleys, we look up at the light. We understand. Psalm 37:23, the steps of a man are established by Yahweh when he delights in his ways. Psalm 32:8 says, Yahweh says, I will guide you along the best pathway of your life. I will advise you and I will watch over you. He is with us. He is with us. He is with us. But remember, Hebrews 11:6 says, it is impossible to please Yahweh without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that Yahweh exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. You're not sincerely seeking him if you're worried about being alone. No, you're joyful. You're joyful. You're not worried about where's my spouse? How come my kids don't call me? Oh, my pet's not letting me pet him or anything like that. No, you have full joy. Full joy. With praises on your tongue every single day walking around knowing that he's our everything. He's our everything. Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom, 35 says, every word of Yahweh proves true. He's a shield to all who come to him for protection. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13:5-6 says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. Be content with things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you, so that we may boldly say, Yahweh is my helper. I will not fear what men shall do unto me. Yes, even your life, to pick up your cross and deny yourself. Remember Luke 1:37. And I tell you this as the scripture of the day, for no word from Yahweh will ever fail. No word from Yahweh will ever fail. Never, ever, ever. We must walk with him and talk with him. Yes. And he walks with me and talks to me, and he tells me I am his own. That's right. That's right. Micah 6:8, he says, he has made it clear to you, mortal man, what is good and what is he required of you, to act with justice, to treasure Yahweh's gracious love, and walk humbly in the company of Yahweh. To walk with him. How many of you are ready to walk with him today? How many of you are ready to walk with him today? Colossians 1 verses 10 and 11 says, so that you might live in a manner worthy of Yahweh, and fully be pleasing to him as you bear fruit, while doing all kinds of good things and growing in the full knowledge of Yahweh. You are being strengthened with all power according to his gracious might, so that you might patiently endure everything with joy. Suffer well with joy. Deuteronomy 8:6 says, observe the commands of Yahweh your Elohim by walking in his ways and fearing him. Romans 13:13 says, let us walk with decency as in daylight. Ephesians 2:10 says, we are created in Yeshua for good works. He prepared a long time ago for us. And 2 Chronicles 7:17-18 says, As for you, if you are faithfully following me, as David your father did, obey my commands, decrees, and regulations, then I will establish the throne of your destiny. For I made this covenant with your father David when I said, one of your descendants will always rule over Israel. We're never empty because he always walks with us. Just like Yeshua was never empty because he always walked with Yahweh. Hallelujah. Your joy and peace is not, and comfort is not found in big houses or nice cars or your friends or anyone. It needs to be found in Yeshua and Yeshua alone. Not Yeshua with this, not Yeshua with a big car or Yeshua with a big house. For man should be happy and, you know, with nothing. As long as he has Yeshua, he should be joyful. And just retake the example of Yeshua, who was supposed to be imitators of. He was never empty because he walked with Yahweh. John 4, 32 to 34 says, but he said to them, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. Then his disciples said to each other, could someone have brought him food? And Yeshua said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. John, 1 John 1, 2, 6 says, and the one who says he resides with Yahweh ought himself to walk just as Yeshua walked. Walk with him. Walk with him today. That's what he's seeking. That's what he wants. That's what he wants for us. Hebrews 10, 22 says, let us continue to come near with sincere hearts and full assurance that faith produces, because our hearts have been sprinkled clean from the guilty conscience and our bodies have been washed with pure water. Hebrews 12, 2 says, looking unto Yeshua, the author, finisher of our faith, whose joy was set before him, he endured the cross, displeasing the shame, and sat down at the right hand of Yahweh. Thou shalt love Yahweh with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my strength and with all my mind. Luke 10, 27. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you are ready to walk with him today? How many of you are ready to be like Noah and Enoch and all the saints of scripture, Abraham and everyone else? And I leave you this morning with John 8, 12. Yeshua spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life and no fear. Hallelujah. Praise a wonderful creator, everybody. Have a blessed day today and be content and walk with him. All right, everybody, thank you for listening today. Please share this with others. You can see more on our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Have a blessed day again, everybody, and shalom, shalom.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
You came from heaven's throne. Acquainted with our sorrow, to trade the debt we owe, your suffering for